Hello, future listener, and welcome to the past. How is the future going? Did I make it? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I have to believe I made it. And do you wonder how I did it? Well, this podcast documents my journey, the ups and downs, and all the hard lessons learned. So, without further ado, let me present you the star of the podcast. Drumroll, please. Oh, wait, me? My name is Dan Chodimkov, and this is the story of how I became a millionaire. Or at least I hope so. So, the first point was that with the re-evaluating myself on the food level, I figured out some new stuff. But then the second topic was actually re-evaluating myself on the business level. And this is where it gets complicated, guys. You know what? I think that I have a mindset issue. And, you know, all the consultants that are saying, well, I can help you with the mindset. And people are saying, well, what is that? I've realized that for the mindset, there is something that needs to happen. Because pricing. I wanted to touch the topic on pricing, on how people determine the prices for the value. And on a three levels. So, first, done for you. How do you actually determine how much you should charge for? I mean, don't get me wrong. People can compare your competitors and saying, but you know what? How do you value your service? I mean, I have a management background. Is it cost by a surplus by margin? Or maybe you're actually looking at value proposition. How much value does it got and base your pricing based on that? But at the end of the day, with the done for you, I've seen an obstacle because people want to see results, because I'm gonna pay you for this and I want to get this kind of results, right? Well, they should be asking for results because that's what an agency should do for you. But then it's starting to get some shady, and this is where my headaches became. Let's talk about consultants. Yeah, you guys, you're consultants. How much do you charge and how do you actually determine your pricing? I mean, what? A mindset consulting, it could be 50 euros, it could be 5,000 euros. Or I actually had the opportunity to talk with 9,000 euros and 20,000 euros. Wow. So what's the difference? Is the 9,000 euro better than the 5? Well, here's the funny part. How would you know? You have to try it. You have to experience it and then decide. So, wow. Actually, the value of the service that you're offering, it doesn't really matter compared to the people that are willing to pay. Because if I want to pay 10,000 euros for a consulting, well, who would I choose? I'm not going to choose the 50 euros because that would be like, okay, they're not ready for me. So I would actually look at the 10,000. So what if the 50 euros has actually better advice for me than the 50,000? So here is my confusion. How consultants can actually choose their pricing? I mean, whether it's mindset, whether it's operation, whether it's strategic, whether it's specialization. Don't get me wrong, I mean, how people determine their value, especially if it's not a done for you. Done for you, I've cleared it out. But in the consulting, I can give you an advice that could bring you 5, 10, 20 millions, how much that would cost. Or otherwise, I can give you advice that can give you 1,000 euro. But how would you know how much my advice would be worth it? And here is where I think that the competition comes in. When it comes to consulting, a consultant that will charge you 20 euros or a consultant that will charge 200 euros or per hour or a consultant that will charge you 2,000 euros, I think that there are two levels here. One is, first, their expertise. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to pay a 22-year-old 5,000 euros for a consulting hour, but on the other hand is how much are you committed to the job? And this is something that I've just realized. from personal experience, I actually had a consulting academy, which was 2,000 euros. And don't get me wrong, I found it on Pirate Bay or something, and I got it for free. On the other hand, I had another 2,000K academy, but I had to pay $500. Now, the free one, it took me 2 years, and I'm still at week one. On the one that I paid 500, it took me 3 weeks to complete the whole 8 weeks, so I can actually cancel and stop paying the rest of it. So when you look at like that, well, it's not how much you charge, it's actually how much you want people to be committed. Because if you charge $20 for a course, people will show up, but maybe they won't. But on the other hand, if you charge 5,000 euros for a course, believe me, people will show up and will pay special attention. Maybe this is the second part, because how do you determine your value? And I think it's two level. First is how much you think that you're worth, which, of course, we're from Macedonia, we have some belief that we're worth less. But if one thing is how much you're worth, the other thing is how people will behave depending on the price that you're paying. And that's what I wanted to be the second topic on here, because you know what? Take me, for example. I had more expensive course, which I got it for free, and I didn't pay attention, and I got a less expensive course, which I paid something, and I finished it very quickly. So think about your clients. There will always be a group of people that want to get free of charge and people that are willing to pay. But really, this got me thinking. Help me here. I mean, what's the scenario? Let me start with me. I'm doing a consulting, so I'm going to do what? 100 euro, 50 euro consulting hour per hour. Well, don't get me wrong, but copywriters charge 50 euros per hour. IT consultants charge 100 euros or more per hour. So wait a minute. If I want to give even further value, I should start 200, 500 euros per hour. But what's the difference? If people, now let's go on the other side. If someone pays 20 euros per hour for a consulting, they might not even show up. Sorry, I'm busy. I don't respect you enough. But when you charge 500 euros per hour, man, people will come ready, prepared with some pre, and they will count every moment of the, because they are paying 500. So let's put in the other set. As a consultant, whether I charge 20 or 500, it doesn't change. It's my same knowledge. The whole thing is that how people are prepared to listen to you. And when you're charging 500 euros per hour, you're going to really want to help people to succeed. It's not just like, do this, do that. It's really like, man, I have 3 clients. I don't have a lot, but I'm going to do everything I can to help them. And the second part was trainings. It's exactly the same thing with training. So don't get me wrong. There is a scale of trainings. There are free trainings. There is Udemy. There is HubSpot. There are really so many trainings for free. And people don't finish it. And guess why? Because it's for free. And there are some slightly cheap trainings. $10, $15. That's Udemy. You know, you can see a lot of trainings. 1 hour, 2, 5, 10. It doesn't matter. It's Udemy. It's $10, $15, $20 per hour. Now, let me take you to the different extreme. There are $2,000 trainings. I mean, consulting.com with Sam Ovens, it's $2,000. So there are guys that charge $20. There are guys that charge $2,000. So what's the difference? Is it the length? Of course, nobody wants the length. If you can solve the problem in 50 minutes, why would you spend 60 hours in learning it? But on the other hand, you know, that's how you choose to buy a training. If you see 20 minutes, it would, or an hour, it will perceive value. Perceived value will be $2, 5, 10, 20. Well, let's take Sam, but there is the Akbar Sheikh Academy. That's $7,500. And they are like 60, 70 hours. But at the end of the day, how people choose what is the value of a training. Is it $10, $100, $500, or $2,000? And here is my second confusion, because I told you the first one was on a personal level. But this on the second one was that actually people cannot know what they're getting until they enroll. And just if you consider about that, then it's just actually about marketing. Because if you're positioning yourself as a 10,000 euros training, people that are in that range will say, yeah, well, I actually appreciate and I want to pay it. If you position yourself as a $10 training, well, actually with different ads, you're going to get a different volume. But at the end of the day, how a trainer will determine how much they're worth. I didn't find the answer, guys. There is no answer. I just realized that there is a correlation of how long your training is with the pricing. Because if you have 60 hours training, there's not going to be a lot of people that are going to finish it. But on the other hand, I've realized that the more lengthy the training is, the more expensive, which is weird. Why would actually people pay more just to spend more hours? I'm really interested in this topic because, you know, guys, I'm starting the academy and everything, and I had to do my research. So what I've realized is, this is my summary now. With the Done For You, there is a specific pricing that can be compared against other competitors. When it comes to the consultants, how can you evaluate a mindset consultant or a brand consultant or anything? So it's really how much you think you're worth it. And it's not how much you think you're worth it, but actually how much you think you're worth it and how much you think you can sell it yourself. And it's the same for the trainings. I've just paid $200 for a very stupid training. I'm not going to tell which one it is. It's going to be a bad thing for me. But $200 training for 30 lessons. And I was like, okay, let's look at the lessons. And that was it. I felt it was like LinkedIn thought leadership posts that were just transferred into a lesson. No video, no PDFs, no nothing. They were just like a social media post combined into one lesson, and they were 200 euros. And for me, it's like, wow, this is worth 200 euros, then I should charge 50,000 euros because it's silly. But on the other hand, that guy has a good credibility, so he can charge for it. And at the end of the day, you should determine your value. And by value, it's not just hourly rate, but try to compare, because I'm from Macedonia, and whenever I'm thinking on pricing, we're always like, well, 5,000 euros is a lot of money, 20,000, 50,000 euros is a lot of money. But don't get me wrong, guys. Try not to put yourself into the mindset of our mentality, but actually try to position ourselves on the value that we provide. I see that this podcast got a bit longer, but guys, I really think that this is important. It's not how you value yourself, but actually how your clients value you. And if you don't listen to that, then you're undervaluing yourself, guys. That's all for it. Have a great day and talk to you soon. So, did you enjoy the podcast? Feel free to subscribe so you'll be notified whenever I post a new episode. Do you know a friend that could benefit from this podcast? Well, share it with them and with the rest of the world. I would really appreciate that. Have a great day and talk to you soon.